The Osgood File, this is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
It is time to focus on nation building here at home.
That is the message the president wanted to send to voters who can't see spending $2 billion a week on Afghanistan. But within minutes, Senator Lindsey Graham was on CNN saying it was a big mistake, that this was a choice between the advice of Vice President Biden or the architect of the Afghanistan surge, General David Petraeus, and that the real message last night was Biden wins, Petraeus loses.
If his judgment was overruled, I think that is a huge mistake.
More in a moment. Has the president made a mistake by choosing a faster withdrawal from Afghanistan than General David Petraeus would have preferred? We may not know for years. But then this wasn't a decision motivated by military strategy. This was about the bottom line. Our country is about 6 weeks away from outright default. And the fact is that the politicians who want to keep more troops in Afghanistan, including Lindsey Graham, have no plan to pay for it. And according to reporters familiar with the situation in Afghanistan, like CBS correspondent Jerry Van Dyke, no amount of money can prevent the inevitable, which is that the Taliban are probably going to retake control of large areas of the country. But the Taliban also have no interest in attacking the United States. And the president indicated last night that he is ready to deal with them.
America will join initiatives that reconcile the Afghan people, including the Taliban.
Will they come to the table now that they know we're on the way out? I guess we'll see. But with Osama bin Laden dead, and less than 100 al-Qaeda fighters remaining, and the real threat apparently coming from Pakistan, spending $2 billion a week in Afghanistan feels like using a sledgehammer to swat flies in your backyard when it's the hornet's nest next door that's the real problem. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, June 23rd, 2011.